Hi, I'm Dr. Tony Davis. I'm a GP in St. Albans and Chief Medical Officer for Hearts Urgent Care. We are getting regular updates on the numbers of people that are turning up at A&E, either through our 111 service or by themselves. And also, we have very good figures on the 999 ambulances that are being dispatched as well. So we're working with them very closely on what is appropriate, what is not appropriate, and trying to educate the general public to call 111 before pitching up at A&E or calling an ambulance, which may be inappropriate for that particular clinical need. Obviously, I'm not from a trust or an ambulance service background, but I do know that there is huge pressures on A&E departments. A&E departments are there for accident and emergencies, and that's what they're designed to do. They have a lot of specialist equipment and specialists and consultants, etc., who are there to deal with sort of life-threatening or limb-threatening injuries and conditions. They're not there for the minor injuries. They're not there for the minor illnesses, and that's what a lot of the work that they actually have to do is people turning up because the lights are on, the doors are open, and they know there'll be a doctor there. If they ring 111 first, then they may avoid a long wait in an A&E waiting area, and they may actually get more appropriate care by calling 111 first. Similarly, with the ambulance service, before you pick up the phone and call 999, if you're not sure, don't call 999, call 111, and then we can dispatch an ambulance if we feel that it is an immediately life-threatening condition, but we can also give more appropriate care if it isn't. All of our call handlers have to go through a rigorous training process. Most of them are non-clinical, but they go through a very rigorous training process with about 60 hours, which is a six-week training course, and they have to take exams, and they have to pass the exams before they're allowed to go live on the system. We then have a series of audit processes that we're monitoring their calls, monitoring their experience and skills, etc., and making sure that we have the best call handlers on the system. Behind them is a series of clinical advisors, and they've been drawn from experienced nurses and paramedics, local clinicians, and they sit behind the call handlers. So if they have a problem, if the call advisors have a problem, they can pass it on to a clinical advisor without them needing to make another call.